Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on for a second.
Swallowed it to the dark. All right, let's get into the message, amen? All right. Tonight's title is God Rejoices Over Us. As children of the Most High God, we are marked by contagious and unceasing joy. Through the Holy Spirit, we have access to an unending supply of joy that comes from the wellspring of a restored relationship with our Heavenly Father. God longs to fill us with His joy that we might live an abundant life Jesus died to give us. He longs to make us children, fashioned in the image of our Father, that we might share His unending joy to a world without hope. May you discover the greater portion of joy available to you through the Spirit as you encounter the heart of your Father this week. And Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17 provides a constant source of joy, revealing insight into the heart of our loving, present Heavenly Father. The scripture says, "The Lord your God is your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by His love. He will exult over you with loud singing." So as we look at the verse today, I pray that you will be filled with an abundant joy that can only come from a fresh, tangible revelation of your Heavenly Father's overwhelming love for you. The Lord your God is in the midst. You can have joy today because your God is totally and powerfully present right where you are. Scripture says that He will never leave you or forsake you. His presence will go with you to the ends of the earth. And at salvation, you were made into a temple for the Holy Spirit. You can't have joy because you're not alone in anything you do. God longs to make His presence known to you in every area of your life. He longs to do life with you, equip you to live with total joy by filling you with His love every minute of every day. The Lord is your God is a mighty one who will save. You can have joy because you have been totally redeemed from this destitution of the world that's around you. You are safe from the perils of life without relationship with your Creator. You have been offered to spend eternity with God of love who laid down His own life for yours. Your God has done a mighty work. You are now His child, healed and set free through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. He will rejoice over you with gladness. You see, you can have joy because your God rejoices over you. You are not a failure in His eyes. He loves you who you are. He is wholeheartedly glad that you are His. He longs to fill you with the knowledge of His gladness today. He longs to give you revelation how deeply in love with you He is. The Creator and Sustainer of all rejoices over you as His creation. You are not a mistake. You are made intentionally because your God longs to have a relationship with you. He will quiet you by His love. You can have joy because your God will shepherd you to still waters. His love will guide you to quiet places where your heart can be at rest. He will calm the areas of your life that are burdened and stressed by freeing you with the depths of His affections. You can have peace today in the presence of your Heavenly Father, no matter what situation you find yourself in. Your God will quiet you by His love as you follow the leadership of His Spirit. He will exult over you with loud singing. To exult is to be joyful or jubilant because of triumph or success. You can have joy today because your God sees you as triumph. You have been transformed. You're a new creation. You are what God has most desired and nourished. His chief longing has always been relationship with us. And by your faith in Jesus Christ, you have given Him what He has always wanted. So God exalts over you today, just as you are. He longs for an intimate relationship with you. He wants to give you the ears to hear His loud singing, that you might have the same perspective for yourself as He has for you. In the Ragamuffin Gospel, Brennan Manning says, "My deepest awareness of myself is that I am deeply loved by Jesus Christ. and I have done nothing to earn it or deserve it. So may you come to the awareness of how deeply you are loved by your God today. May you allow God to love what you have deemed unlovable in your life. And may Zephaniah 3:17 be a foundation on which you experience the overwhelming joy that comes from God's inexplicable love for you. So meditate on Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. Ask the Holy Spirit to highlight a part of the verse that you especially need today. Take time to allow Scripture to lay a foundation of truth on which you can have abundant joy. Ask the Lord to reveal His nearness, rest in His presence, and allow His love to quiet and flood the weary places in your heart. Isaiah chapter 62, verse 5, for as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your sons marry you, and as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall God rejoice over you. So ask the Holy Spirit to fill you with the abundant joy for today. Ask Him to teach you how to live a joyful lifestyle where you experience the fruit of His presence through any circumstance. In Psalms 1, chapter 147, verse 11, the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear Him and those who hope in His steadfast love. So in Scripture, we have a source of constancy and steadfastness for our emotions. If we will allow Scripture to be the basis on which we think and feel, we can experience a joy that is unshakable by the passing tides of circumstance. Scripture like Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17 are vital to a healthy emotional life. We need constant reminders of the truth so that we can base our emotions on who God is rather than what is going on with the world around us. So may you enter a new season of abundant joy as you allow God's Word to be your emotional source and guide. I highly suggest that you read Zephaniah chapter 3. It'll bring this devotional more into light. Amen. Now let us get into the most important question. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing which way is up or down or which way to go? Are you lacking purpose in life and need some? Are you suffering from depression or anxiety? Or are you suffering from something much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs? Sexual morality, gambling, overeating, whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order to do so, He has to know you. If He doesn't know you, He can't do nothing for you. So do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Savior tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. And also, if you said this prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. And let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior tonight. Because right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as to be your personal Lord and Savior. So why don't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. Okay, well, let's take some callers. Hello, Paulie.
Hey, how you doing, Ken?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Hey, what's this thing about Tony hacking Joseph Gibson's Facebook or something like that? He was trying to call your show the other night, and you had the music playing. He was trying to get through, and he was bad mouthing your show, man.
I really don't care about Joseph Gibson. You know, he ain't nothing.
He ain't nothing? Hey, Ken,
nobody listens to his show anymore. You go into his chat room, he's got like one or two people. Okay.
Oh yeah. Well, he doesn't have any more of those Lionel Richie tickets anymore. He sold them all on Craigslist.
Oh man.
And what's up with Doug? Like, what is wrong with that guy?
Nothing, as far as I know.
Hey, is he on the air? Can you bring him on?
He didn't call in.
Oh, of course he didn't. Is anybody else on the air? And how have you been, man? Good?
Yeah, I've been good.
You staying COVID free?
Yeah. You?
I'm not worried about it. They opened up Texas, right?
Yeah, they did finally.
Are you running around without a mask? You still wearing a mask?
I wear a mask.
You wear a mask? That's
yeah.
Cool. That's cool. You got a custom GRM mask?
No, I don't.
You should look online. You could get one custom made, man.
Yeah.
I think
I'll look
cool.
into that.
Anyways, I don't know. If you want, put me back on hold, Ben. I just wanted to say what's up, man, and hope you and Tony and everybody, are doing good, and yeah, we'll call again once again. I'll just listen to your show, bud.
Okay, thank you, Paulie. Have a good night. God bless you.
You too. All right, see you, bud.
See ya. Okay, 515.
Ken.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a question, and then I got a statement or a comment. What is a coffee class?
What is a what?
A coffee class.
I have no idea.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
And then I just wanted to say, you know, I've been hearing about Joseph Gibson. And I'm really starting to wonder if he wants to fuck Farrar, because I'm really thinking that that's a possibility. Maybe I'm alone on that. But I'm reading this
know.
In the chat. No.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, he's a strange individual. Okay. 111. You're on
there. Kenneth Fishman, is this you?
Yeah, it's me.
The guy just called in about a coffee class. You don't remember that you were doing a coffee class and you took some money from folks?
I was never doing a coffee class.
Well, we heard this rumor that you're really great at making a pot of coffee, and all these people swear by how great it is, and you took money for a class. I think Marcus Robinson was one of the guys. He got swindled. And then we talked you into doing an online coffee class, and then you kind of welched on that too. How can you forget this?
Because I never took money for coffee classes. It was something that was made up by Kent and BBS.
I think this was long before BBS.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you have a good memory. Hey, I found this news story. There's a new. I don't know if you've heard this or not. This is from a guy named John Glubney. It says two gorillas at San Diego Zoo test positive for covert after being sexually assaulted by a drunk woman. That's the headline. And then it says two gorillas at San Diego Safari Park have tested positive for covert. I said a drunk woman, and there's a picture of her here, and she looks like, I think it's a woman, but she looks more like a running back for the, I think it's Chris Johnson, who played in the NFL for a while, but he's got a wig on. He was a running back. I think he played for the Titans. Do you know anything about this story?
No, I know nothing about it.
Okay, it looks like it was shared 148 times on Facebook. And you know that anything on Facebook that gets posted, that gets flagged as false news instantly. So anything on Facebook's got to be true anymore with Mark Zuckerberg. Clamping down on that fake news. Excuse me. This John Glubney guy is usually pretty good on stories, too. So I want you to keep an eye out for that. Apparently, there's now covert in the monkey community.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
I also heard that you were seen out buying cigarillos without a mask recently. What's the story there? Is this true or false?
That's false.
Oh. Okay, the source of that was Kent Hopper. So.
Well, you know, whatever he says is a lie.
Should have learned my lesson. Did you know he's doing a show with a woman now?
Yeah, I heard that.
Charmaine or Chartreuse or some kind of a Charmin. But it looks like an elderly woman. Is she one of those women that you used to have on, like that one that you took the credit card from?
I never took a credit card from anybody.
What about the one that was colored and you herded her?
Nope, I didn't do anything to her either. It's all lies.
I'm getting bad information again. What about all this? I'm hearing a lot about merchandise lately. There's a new CD coming out. There's new shirts that are coming out. They talked about it on Tony Talk. You know,
I have no idea what it is.
So are you saying that's fake too?
God, how long are you going to deal with these idiots?
More like yourself.
Lord have mercy. He's like listening to show. It was like listening to a show from like your beginning. My God. How he didn't bore you to death, I have no idea.
Well, I don't know.
Hi, y'all. How you doing? Do you got any more callers? Anybody I could be interested with?
I don't know.
No callers.
Well,
I just came in here. We got one. I was going to come in here at the wrong time.
Hello? 111.
Ken, I'm sorry. I think we got disconnected. I had a question for Tony Farrar, and it has to do with a health issue. Tony, are you around?
Your health or mine?
It has nothing to do with me, but I think it's a topic that you might know something about. I was sitting on the couch this afternoon, and a commercial came on, and they kept talking about this thing called PrEP. Apparently, it's pills that you take, and they showed a bunch of men who are gay, and then they showed a woman, which I found just puzzling. But apparently, it's pills. What do you know about this?
I know that PrEP is used by people who are HIV negative, who are sexually active and wish to stay that way. It's like a preventative. I know it's used by homosexuals and heterosexuals alike. I don't think they just give the pills strictly to homosexuals. Obviously, there was a woman in the commercial. So that's about all I know about it.
So it's pills that you take to avoid getting AIDS? Or HIV, rather?
Correct.
Huh. Is this common in your circles, your community? Because I don't know your community too well, and I'm coming to you because I know that you are a person of knowledge.
Well, PrEP is popular amongst homosexual and heterosexuals, plain and simple.
Hmm.
What,
is this
you think
something
only homosexuals are out there having unprotected sex?
Well, I don't think that's wise, and especially this woman. I don't understand why they had that woman in there.
Because
if you're laying down with an HIV positive
male,
you've got some issues. Well,
women do have HIV, and there's women out there who don't want to get HIV.
Well, I wouldn't lay down with gay men who have AIDS, personally, but that's just me.
And may I ask you a question? Can you tell when somebody has HIV by looking at them?
Well, it depends. Like Freddie Mercury, it was pretty obvious there. He kept losing weight.
I didn't say somebody that was dying of AIDS. I said, how can you tell by looking at them if a person has HIV? You just said you wouldn't lay with them if they had it. So how would you know?
Yeah. I think it's kind of a gaunt look in the face, the sunken in cheeks.
You know, Keep thinking HIV looks like the boogeyman. It doesn't. It looks like your next-door neighbor. It looks like the man down the street. It looks like the guy you bought gas to next to this morning.
Ooh.
HIV doesn't have a face. It's not thin. It's not eyes bulging. It's not a skeleton. Those aren't the faces of HIV. You need to educate yourself.
Huh.
Educate.
You've opened my eyes. I didn't know this was possible. I thought if you had HIV, you were wearing a lot of pride colors, and you were wasting away, and you might wear a nice sweater, like a wrap, and you might have a small dog that you carried a lot of, and you drank broth out of a little soup bowl.
Well, you just described a lot of rich old white ladies in New York City, the Manhattan set. They tend to be thin, wrapped in fur and pretty sweaters with small dogs that they share tea with. So
it
doesn't really look like everybody with AIDS.
Okay. I can't believe I got those confused in my mind somehow. Gosh, I've got egg all over my face. I'm embarrassed.
You definitely have a confused mind. You really
Thank
do need
you
to
for
educate
setting me
when
straight,
it comes
Tony. To HIV. So, On a completely different issue, now that the mask mandate is ending in Texas, are you going to get back on the pageant set? Are you going to be out and about performing anytime soon?
I will continue to wear masks. I think this move by our governor is completely uncalled for. It's too early. A lot of businesses in the state also agree with it. I do think that a lot of people are going to stop wearing masks just to prove a point. But I also think that within a few weeks, our COVID will rise again, and we'll be right back where we were. So it really doesn't matter one way or the other. Nobody's been paying attention since the beginning, and that's why 500,000 people have died. And more will die before it's all over. So, yeah, it doesn't matter really one way or the other.
I hope you're able to get your vaccines that President Donald Trump was able to get put out and brought to the market so quickly. I hope you're able to take advantage of that. as are a lot of Americans right now. So God bless President Trump. Thank you, President Trump.
Lord, for the ignorance of this.
How's that ignorant? The vaccine was rushed forth under his presidency.
Okay. 500, probably a lot of people wouldn't have died during his presidency had he been on. You know what? This isn't a political program. I'm not going to go there. Forgive me, everybody. It's not about politics. So.
But it was about politics when you insulted the governor of Texas, though.
I just said it was a bad mood, and I didn't agree with him. That's all I said. I didn't say anything bad about him. I just said it was a bad move, in my opinion.
Please, this is not a show about politics. Let's go to the
You're
next
correct.
Caller.
You're correct.
Okay, well, that ends my callers, okay? Anyway, let's play some music. Thank you.
city of light. Another door to those lands is the heart. That you carry
couple songs. Okay, let's get into the prophetic word for the day. The Father says today, fear will not hold sway over you. Know this, beloved, that perfect love casts out fear. All fear, intimidation, and trepidation will vanish from your life, not because circumstances change, but because you've allowed my love. Excuse me. My agape, unconditional love, is to dominate every transaction and interaction in your life. You need not fear failure in any area when the love that never fails becomes the leading response you choose to have to every unlovely act that others perpetrate against you. Love is a fail-safe place because love never fails. Why would you ever step out of love, and step out of love is a step into tragedy and failure? The secret to overcoming life is not found in getting over on those who oppose you, but rather through loving them in ways that they cannot control or retaliate against. So go out in your day in love with the love of God every difficult person in your life. Love them on my terms and not theirs. Love does not bind to every demand and requirement of unruly, ungodly, or unhelpful people. My lordship must come first, but from that position of one under the covering shadow of my love, you will then never be intimidated, cowed down, or held back by foolish, immature actions of those who think they control what happens next in your life. I will hold them in devotion and prepare for you a table in the midst of your enemies, laden with every good thing that you could possibly desire, need, or want. That is who I am, and that is who I want you to understand that I am. As you readily, willingly, and with abandon become an instrument of my love to a lost and dying world. Amen. And this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Okay, we got another caller. 111.
Ken, the coffee class, you were great at making coffee for Kent when you were studying under Kent. Remember?
No, I was never studying under Kent. Kent was studying under me.
When Kent was the dean at Mount St. Mary's and you were serving him as his master, or he was your master?
No. No, thank you, goodbye. Whatever. Well, anyway, I'm going to say goodnight, everybody. God bless you. Okay, until we meet again on Saturday night at 8:00 p.m. Okay, see you later. Bye-bye.